The intention of building a new church in the Shrine of Fatima goes back to 1973 and comes from the understanding that the Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima no longer had the capacity to fully welcome all of its pilgrims. In 1997, the shrine promoted an international contest, from which resulted the selection of the project of the Greek architect Alexandros Tumbazis. The Basilica of the Most Holy Trinity was dedicated on October 12, 2007, by Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, then Secretary of State of the Vatican and Legate of Benedict XVI, for the closure of the 90th anniversary of the apparitions of Fatima. In 2012, the Congregation for the Divine Worship and Discipline of the Sacraments conceded to this temple the title of Basilica. The Basilica of the Most Holy Trinity is circular, with 125 meters in diameter, and without interior supports, its only support coming from two beams of more than 180 meters in length, with a free span of 80 meters and a maximum height of 21 meters. The whole building has 8,633 seats. From an iconography point of view, we can highlight the works from Marco Ivan Rupnik, Catherine Green, Benedetto Pietro Grande, Maria Luisa Doe, Pedro Calapej, Carrie Jo Kelly, and Francisco Providencia. In the front side of the altar, a piece of marble from the Apostle Peter's tomb was placed, over which the Basilica of the Saint Peter was built in the Vatican, as a visible sign of the communion with the Universal Church and evocative of the connection of Fatima and its message to the Holy Father. The surrounding area of the Basilica of the Most Holy Trinity is comprised of two squares. The square of John Paul II includes the area in the eastern side of the Basilica, and from there, one can see the statues of John Paul II and Paul VI. Here too, near the statue of the Polish Pope, one can view the High Cross, 34 meters high and 17 meters wide and made of Corten steel, designed by Robert Shad. The Pius XII square, found in the western part of the basilica, contains the statue of Pius XII and Bishop José Alves Correia da Silva.